Malone faced Stephanie. You said a note came with the journal. You have it? She reached into her bag and retrieved a folded sheet of taupe-colored paper. Malone read the French. On the 22nd of June in Roskilde, a copy of Pierre Gravé du Languedoc will be offered at auction. Your husband searched for this volume. Here is an opportunity for you to succeed where he failed. Le bon Dieu soit loué. Malone translated the last line. God be praised. Where did you think this note came from?
I assumed one of Lars's associates wanted me to have the journal and thought I'd be interested in the book, said Stephanie.
After 11 years?
I agree. It seems odd. But I always believed Lars's quests were harmless.
So, why did you come? Torvaldsen asked.
I have regrets.
Lars was a good man, and his quest was, as you say, harmless. His death saddened me. I always questioned whether it was suicide.
So did I, she said in a whisper. I never accepted that Lars killed himself.
Which explains more than anything why you are here, Henrik said. Let me see the journal, Malone asked.
She handed him the book, and he thumbed through the 100 or so pages. He then examined the binding with a bibliophile's trained eye, and something caught his attention.
Pages are missing.
What do you mean?
Look here. See those tiny spaces?
Only a sliver of the original paper remained, where it had once adhered to the binding.
Slit with a razor. I watch for this all the time.
He determined that 8 pages were gone.
Cotton, Torvaldsen said, this whole endeavor could mean much more. The Templar archives could well be part of this. Many say that reserve was one of the medieval world's greatest collections.
Could be the greatest book find ever made, said Malone.
Manuscripts no one has seen since the 14th century. The prospect of locating such a cache, however remote, is worth exploring.
Malone agreed.
Torvaldsen turned to Stephanie. How about the truce? For Lars.
She saw the wisdom in that. All right, I do need some help. Let's go to France, Cotton, and see what's in Lars's house. There are also a few people in Rennes-le-Château who worked with Lars. Then we'll go from there.
I'd like to come, Torvaldsen said.
Malone was surprised. Henrik rarely traveled from Denmark.
And the purpose of you gracing us with your company? I know a bit about what Lars sought. That knowledge might prove useful.
He shrugged.
Fine by me.
Okay, Henrik, Stephanie said. It'll give us time to come to know one another. Apparently, as you say, I have some things to learn.
As do we all, Stephanie. As do we all.